fighting for a cause, actively seeking an outfit with which they could identify, join, be a part of, relate to as a family. They volunteered for the paratroopers, they said, for the thrill, the honor, and the $50 for enlisted men or $100 for officers' monthly bonus paratroopers received. But they really volunteered to jump out of airplanes for two profound personal reasons. First, in Robert Rader's words, the desire to be better than the other guy took hold. Each man, in his own way, had gone through what Richard Winters experienced, a realization that doing his best was a better way of getting through the Army than hanging around with the sad excuses for soldiers they met in the recruiting depots or basic training. They wanted to make their Army time positive, a learning and maturing and challenging experience. Second, they knew that they were going into combat, and they did not want to go in with poorly trained, poorly conditioned, poorly motivated draftees on either side of them. As to choosing between being a paratrooper, spearheading the offensive, and an ordinary infantryman who could not trust the guy next to him, they decided the greater risk was with the infantry. When the shooting started, they wanted to look up to the guy beside them, not down. They had been kicked around by the Depression, had the scars to show for it. They had grown up, many of them, without enough to eat, with holes in the soles of their shoes, with ragged sweaters, and no car, and often not a radio. Their educations had been cut short, either by the Depression or by the war. Yet with this background, I had and still have a great love for my country, Harry Welsh declared 48 years later. Whatever their legitimate complaints about how life had treated them, they had not soured on it, or on their country. They came out of the Depression with many other positive features. They were self-reliant, accustomed to hard work and to taking orders. Through sports or hunting or both, they had gained a sense of self-worth and self-confidence. They knew they were going into great danger. They knew they would be doing more than their part. They resented having to sacrifice years of their youth to a war they never made. They wanted to throw baseballs, not grenades, shoot a .22 rifle, not an M1. But having been caught up in the war, they decided to be as positive as possible in their Army careers. Not that they knew much about airborne, except that it was new and all-volunteer. They had been told that the physical training was tougher than anything they had ever seen, or that any other unit in the Army would undergo, but these young lions were eager for that. They expected that when they were finished with their training,